I've been involved in the investigation for the last 4 years, and I was determined to see it through because as a charity, we're just appalled that somebody could behave in this way. Nigel Philpott-Jones came to us in May 2008 and said that he'd like to raise money for the air ambulance by doing car boot sales, which we authorised because many, many people do that, and that's how they raise money for us. But we monitored him quite closely because simply because of his manner and his way. And we never did. We gave him an authorisation period up to the 1st of October, and we never did receive any money from him. We then found out that he had opened a charity shop in our name using our branding, and we received the rates bill from the local authority. So that was the beginning of it. When we did realise it was one and the same person and we'd never had any money from him, we started to watch things very closely. And when things became evident that we weren't going to get any money from him, we were advised to involve Essex Police for an investigation. That led to an investigation involving Essex Police, Trading Standards and the Charity Commission. He was refused charity status by the Charity Commission and then used a made-up registered charity number to dupe people into donating to him, because he didn't only fundraise through opening up a charity shop. He was seen out and about at various stores and trading on their shop forecourts, and it was a complete fraud because he had made up letters that said he was legitimate and he had this fake registered charity number. So over the course of 4 years, we've worked really hard with those organisations to try and bring this to a close and actually have the shop closed down. And it ended up with him being taken to court for a trial by jury. But because he pleaded guilty on the 17th of September, there was no trial, and he was in court yesterday for sentencing. From his shop, we've seen £5.92 in the 4 years, and that was simply Essex Police took two collection tins away from his shop, and that was what was in them. So we've not actually received any money directly from him. There was simply the £5.92 in a couple of tins seized by the police. What's so sad about it, it's the people that have donated either funds or items to that shop, genuine believing that the money will be coming to the charity, and obviously we've not received a penny of that. So the charity has dipped out on a lot of money over 4 years that should have come to us to keep the air ambulance flying. And obviously the people that have donated have been hurt because they've been deceived. And the long-term result of that is that it knocks their confidence as to whether, if they donate in the future, do they really know that that money's going where it should be going. We'd like to think it's not a common problem. We've never come up against this before. So, you know, I'm sure there are people out there that unfortunately do this kind of thing, and that's a very sad state of affairs. But on the whole, we have thousands of supporters who are very generous and do continually support the air ambulance, and we really need them to keep doing that. So there has been an end to it. It's an end result that we're very satisfied with. Nigel Philpott-Jones has gone to prison for 6 months. He is on a serious crime prevention order for the next 5 years, where he can have no connection to any air ambulance whatsoever. So I think we've come to a satisfactory conclusion, and we'd just like to reinforce to people that if they want to support the charity, we'd love them to continue to do so. And if they need information on how to do that, then contact us at the charity office.